News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
7 out of 10 primary schools have run at a deficit at some point over the past 12 months. That's according to a survey carried out by the Catholic Primary School Management Association. And Seamus Mulconnery, General Secretary of the CPSM, joins us now this morning. Good morning to you, Seamus. Why is this happening?
Basically because schools aren't getting enough money and inflation has risen sharply over the last number of years. We were very fortunate to get an increase of €200 per year or per pupil last in the budget. But the rate of inflation has been running at around 22%. So any benefits we've got have been eaten away by that rate of inflation.
Okay, just where did you get, you know, where did you get an inflation rate of 22%? Because that's not the societal rate of inflation.
22% is the rate of inflation since we last had a capitation grant of €200, which was about 10 years ago.
So that's a 10-year, sorry, I just wanted to know where the figure came
correct.
From. Okay, fair enough.
Just to explain, in 2 years, though, the rate of inflation basically went mad. Cost of electricity in the last 2 years went up by about 35%, cost of insurance by 18%, cost of heating by about 37%. So basically, the cost of living crisis is crucifying schools.
Okay. And there's funny things because we are hearing, obviously, certain things have changed in primary schools. For example, free books, you know, the book rental schemes, hot lunches. Certain things are being given to schools at the same time as schools are running these deficits, like 7 out of 10 schools running these deficits. Is there a little bit of within schools themselves that they think the money is being spent on the wrong things?
Well, firstly, the free meal scheme actually comes from the Department of Social Protection, not the Department of Education. But I have actually come across schools now where they're getting more money for free meals than they are for running the school. And that obviously doesn't make sense. So we would like to see an increase, a realistic increase in the amount of money that's provided to schools. So the schools can concentrate on providing an education and not on fundraising.
Okay. One of the things that struck me in your survey, I thought was quite interesting. 7 out of 10 schools running a deficit. Only 5 out of 10 schools have had to fundraise, though. So what are the other schools doing?
At the moment, they are postponing bills in the hope that some money will come through before the end of the school year or early in the new school year. Or also they're making cutbacks. So they're not doing education activities or cutting back on education supplies. So schools are trying to manage it in different ways. But either way, it's a very stressful situation for a board of management and a principal to find themselves in when they are so focused on the funding rather than on the education.
I'm looking at what it says that schools are cutting back on, Seamus. It says reducing expenditure on things like school tours, fire safety checks, that doesn't sound very good, or stopping alarm monitoring fees. They do look, notwithstanding the fact that that doesn't sound very safe, cutting back on fire checks, but they do sound like what they're cutting back on are add-ons rather than core, I suppose, school functions. Is that fair to say?
I think schools will always try and protect the education of their pupils as much as possible, so they will cut elsewhere. Obviously, we wouldn't be advising anybody to make cuts in areas of health and safety or fire protection. And that's just one quote from one school. It wouldn't be typical of what schools are doing.
Okay.
But schools are trying to fundraise. They're trying to manage in different ways. But they shouldn't have to be doing this. They should be funded adequately.
I suppose, lastly, Seamus, the Department of Education, they would say that they have secured the highest funding package for primary schools this year and that funding has been increased and capitation payments have been increased by more than €81 million. What's your response to that?
Well, let me give you one small example. If you have a sixth class, as they walk out the door, you're getting €200 for them per year. They walk down the street and in September they are worth €316 to the local secondary school. Now, if we just had parity of esteem between first level and second level, that would solve our financial problems.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. That is Seamus Mulconnery there, Secretary of the Catholic Primary Schools Management Association.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.